96.3 WHUR, Hard Knock Life. It's that time.
Here's what's on Allison's timeline now.
It is Tuesday, March 10th. Yeah, the temps are right. Not as sunny as yesterday, but it's okay for a Talent Tuesday. WHUR. Let's get right into the timeline, though, right now. Man, coronavirus is just everywhere, and the cases continue to climb nationally and, unfortunately, right here in the DMV as well. We'll get into the numbers. D.C., 5. Maryland, 6 reported cases. Virginia, 5. What we learned today in Prince George's County, keeping it real local, is that the cases are on the rise. Harris County Executive Angela Alsobrook.
Last night, the Maryland Department of Health State Laboratory confirmed that a Prince George's County resident in her 50s has tested positive for the novel coronavirus, COVID-19. This individual contracted the virus during a trip to Boston. We were just alerted to this positive case at about 6 o'clock last night. You also heard a moment ago from our communications director that we were alerted probably 10 minutes ago that there are two additional positive cases in Prince George's County. This is a couple who traveled internationally and came back from a cruise. We just received that information about 10 minutes ago.
And that was right around right after 11 o'clock this morning. Mm. So it's changing all the time. But look, it could be worse. In New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo is going to deploy the National Guard. He's going to create this one-mile containment area in New Rochelle because there are about 108 cases. It's like a mile, you know, area. So he's trying to contain what's thought to be the largest cluster of coronavirus in the United States.
So what does that mean? They can't go out? No, they can't go visit family in another city?
They're going to be in that one-mile area. And you might remember, you might not, but this was that couple that, you know, the son went to Yeshiva University in Manhattan, and they had infected the neighbor and the neighbor. Well, this is that one couple. That's how quickly this thing can spread, because we were just talking about that. So real serious up there. But the good thing is, you know, if everybody's doing well, you self-quarantine for about 2 weeks.
Right, 14 days. That's
14
what they said, 14
and then,
days.
Yes, and the mortality rate is really low with this, but you're just going to, you know, feel terrible because it's like a very bad flu. All right, but it is spreading everywhere, and it's a problem for large numbers, so much so that, you know, Coachella is postponed. Mm. You all heard the South by Southwest cancel, but the virus is forcing sports leagues to suspend or cancel events, and the NBA is even considering playing games with no fans in the stand. Right. King LeBron James, though, he isn't here for it. He told reporters that, he won't do that. Here
we play games without the fans?
Yeah.
No. I ain't playing. I ain't got the fans in the crowd. That's what I play for. If my teammates play for, I play for the fans. That's what it's all about. So if I show up to an arena and ain't no fans in there, I ain't playing. They can do what they want to do.
Wow. Okay. So without
he
King
says
James.
Now. But you know what I'm saying? When reality kicks in, it could be a whole different thing.
And it's
our whole new normal will change.
No, I'm not even ascribing to that.
No, I'm just saying.
14 days.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. If we start moving that way, that's where we move. You know?
Okay. Let me just remind you, though, like 50-something people die of the flu every year in the United States.
Exactly.
So it is interesting. Like, you know, anyway. Lots of information is scary, but there are facts out there, and we have all of it for you on WHUR.com, our safety page. Just consider it like a clearinghouse for all things coronavirus. But there's also a special Daily Drum Coronavirus Town Hall
this Thursday,
right, at 7. So come out and learn everything, you know, whatever that you need to know. Harold's got that for you on WHUR.
Join Allison Seymour and Mark Clark's family now. Call 202-432-WHUR.